Thank you so much for joining me on NITV Radio today. It's so great to have you on and to have a chat.
Thanks, sis. I'm so excited to have a little yarn.
So you're performing at Black Power House on Gadigal Country this Survival Day on Monday. Before we get into the event, what does Survival Day mean to you personally?
For me, Survival Day has always been a day, one, to remember our history, our resilience, even honestly, the beauty of survival of Blackfellas in Australia, or so-called Australia. And while it is a day of mourning, I've grown up in a community and a family that has always used that day to celebrate our resilience and ultimately just get together with community, get together with mob and allies, and I guess, yeah, celebrate the beauty of Black Australia.
Yeah, I think like you're so right. It's also as hard of a day as it is for us as mob, it's also really important that we do, come together and celebrate the fact that we are strong and, we're surviving. And it's a day that we can also just be together as well and like lean on each other for support if we need. And it can be like a big day of emotion for all of us as mob, but how do you navigate the day as an artist and as a proud First Nations woman?
I feel like as an artist, a songwriter, performer, I have a responsibility to speak truth. And so I find Survival Day, I kind of need to put on my armor a little bit, or my war paint, if I can use those words. And it's a day where I mean, in my career and in my personal life, just as a black woman, I'm very outspoken about these issues. But I think particularly on Jan 26, I have the privilege of having platforms to share my music and share stories with people who maybe, I don't know, haven't learned about the true history of Australia and its violent colonization. And so, I don't know, I guess Monday I kind of just lean into that staunch energy of supporting mob, speaking truth, and just, yeah, being unapologetic about that.
And how do you think music helps you express, survival and strength and truth, especially on a day like Jan 26?
What I love about music as a medium the most is the fact that you can package a really hard-hitting, uncomfortable truth in a really beautiful kind of present, I don't know, like bow or song, or I don't know how to explain it, but you can speak truth and uncomfortable truths in a way that sounds beautiful, and I think that's really effective when it comes to reaching people who maybe don't want to confront the reality of our history as a nation.
And Black Powerhouse, the event, really flips Jan 26 into a day of Black power, pride, and positivity. What does being part of a lineup like that mean to you?
It's seriously like I even to this day, I think this is the second Black Powerhouse I've done. And I still pinch myself that I have the privilege of, not only just to be present and to witness that black excellence, but to be able to also contribute to that movement and that energy of that day. Like, it's such an insane lineup. Barker, 3%, Ziggy Ramo. There's so much talent, so much love. I don't know, I feel honored.
And what does it mean to be able to share a stage with, all those performers that you just mentioned, like such amazing performers? And I've been to one of the Black Powerhouses a few years ago, and it was just like it went off. It was so amazing, and I just felt like the strength from everybody and all the performers were amazing. What does it mean to you to be a part of that amazing lineup?
It makes me feel so proud that my community would, give me that platform. It also like lights a fire in me because I'm, up there alongside some of the, greatest, in my opinion, black artists and rappers. It really makes me have to pick up my game. So it's I get excited when I have gigs like these because I can really just go all out, experiment creatively and, try things new within the safety of the community.
And a few years ago, you featured on a song with Nookie, "We Are Warriors," which is like such a amazing, powerful song. Can you tell us a little bit about that collaboration? And will you guys be performing that on Monday?
Honestly, the way that Nooks rolls, who knows? She'll probably call me
Yeah.
up on stage as the track is starting and be like, "Here, sis, jump on." So probably, I hope so. I love this song so much, and it has a really beautiful story. So the time that we recorded this song, it was a few years ago now. We're kind of coming out of COVID. Nookie is Gadigal based, and I was living in Berlin at the time. And one morning, I just got a DM from him, and he was like, "Hey, sis, can you jump on this track for me?" And I was like, "Hello, absolutely." I got access to a studio, recorded the vocals by myself, and sent them through to him. And then, literally within a few weeks, it was out in the world. So,
Wow,
kind of
that's
a
so cool.
beautiful—I don't know—just fun to see, like, the places that mob go and how we still kind of always find our way back to each other.
Yeah, definitely. And such a interesting story too. Like I didn't even know that, you were like so far away and still, being able to connect and be on his track, and it's an awesome song.
Totally.
I love that song so much. And Black Powerhouse isn't just about the music. There's also black markets, weaving workshops, lots of stalls. Why do you think it's so important to have a space like that, as well as, all of the music for community?
I think, First Nations culture has so many, beautiful expressions and art forms, and everyone, I think, has their own kind of thing that would speak to them. For some people, that's music. For other people, that's visual art. For others, it's just being in community. And I think what I always want to emphasize about Invasion Day or Survival Day is that it's like the one day, one that we blatantly experience a lot of racism from the colony. And it's also one of the only days that we get to create spaces for ourselves to exist as Blackfellas in community, in a way that's loud, And I think for any allies listening, Jan 26 is an opportunity to learn, to be in community, to buy black, to support local Indigenous artists, to stream Indigenous music, all of those kinds of things.
And finally, before we wrap up, what do you hope that, mob and especially like our young ones take away from seeing culture and creativity come together like this, and for all of us to be standing together strong as mob?
Yeah, I would just say for any young black fellas, just continue to be unapologetically yourself in whatever way that is. I hope that the music, the stories, the art that us, I don't even know if I can say I'm older, I'm 25, but I'm sure for my,
That
it's not far, it's
is
not
not
old, but for Gen Alpha, they're probably
old.
like, I'm like, what do you call it, bordering auntie territory. Like, I would
Yeah.
just say, like, just be confident, lean on your community for support, express yourself unapologetically, and just take the risk, because more often than not, there's always mob and community there to lift you up and support.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much, sis, for coming on NITB Radio, and all the best with your performance, and just stay strong on that day. It can be really hard, like all mob listening. It is a really hard day, but it's also a great day for us to come together as mob and lean on each other for all the support that we need, and to also remember that, we are stronger together as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sis. It's always so nice to have a yarn.